Welcome to the South, the AFC South, where it's normally ruled by one Peyton Manning when he doesn't have neck surgery. But we'll get to plenty of that talking when we get the show underway. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my right, my co-host Chris, ready to begin the analysis. We'll start off very easy and very slow, as we suspect the Tennessee Titans will start off very easy and very slow. Losses include the following: Vince Young, might be a good thing; Kerry Collins; Bo Scaife. Key acquisitions: Matt Hasselbeck at quarterback, and linebacker Barrett Rudd, former Buccaneer. You got anybody else beyond that?
Daniel Graham, they added.
Oh, they got him at tight end? So he's replacing Bo Scaife.
Yes, and then they.
Big shoes to fill, son.
Did you see they lost Jason Babin?
I did not.
Yeah, they lost Jason Babb and Joe Bo Scaife, and then Chris Johnson holdout right now.
Yeah, so he's still kind of off the field, right? From what I've been hearing, those negotiations have been going virtually nowhere. The latest quote as of today, which is August 25th?
August 25th, yes.
The precise quote that I saw in the media was, "We don't see eye to eye." Very reminiscent of the whole Darrelle Revis situation last year with the Jets. Look, let's call it what it is. You're relying on Matt Hasselbeck and Kenny Britt and a defense that's good, but not great. 1-5 in the division, 5-11 overall. Chris.
Actually, Kenny Britt is pending suspension right now because of his DUI.
Excuse me, the Nate Robinson. So, my bad.
Yeah. That's that. And then their defense, I don't think it's all that great.
It's not bad.
They did pick up rookie out of Washington, Jake Locker, that could take over for quarterback. So
that's why they have Matt Hasselbeck.
And then you got Mr. Billboard Forehead, Rusty Smith.
He might be one of the better third stringers in the league, but I mean that's a backhanded compliment.
I got him 2-4 in the division, 5-11 overall.
So wow, okay, differing division but the same overall record. That's cool. All right. With that, we head over to the Jags. Look, let's call it what it is. They lost Mike Sims-Walker. Sure, they still have Mike Brown and Mercedes Lewis, but yeah. And then on defense, they do pick up Paul Posluszny and Clint Sessions at the linebacker spots.
That was the one name I was missing. Sessions, I forgot about him.
Glad to help you out. And so you got anything beyond that?
Let's see here. They added DeJuan Landry as well as safety.
Right. Actually, that is a big deal. Yeah. They previously had Reggie Nelson in other years, but, I mean, he was iffy. They still have Rasheem Mathis,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, they still got Mathis. So, but adding those two linebackers.
That's a big deal because they've been struggling against the run. All they had really was that last year he was a rookie, Alualu, the defensive tackle.
Question is, they didn't do much for offensive line, though. That was struggling last year as well.
Well, I thought some of that was more, I don't know whether injury was a factor. I didn't feel like their O-line was terrible as much as, people started shouting for Garrard's, head on a platter when he struggled last year. And I think it kind of got in his head. Then he started performing. That last-minute victory, or last-second victory, I should say, against the Colts, when they hosted them last year, was all a big deal. Garrard is a decent quarterback. They need to just get off his case. However, with Blaine Gabbert being drafted this year, less and less of that. They're going to be on their back to start Garrard. To start Gabbert, the instant Garrard even shows a sign of struggling, that's going to cause more problems than it solves for this season anyway. I got 2-4 in the division. I got 4-12 overall. Chris.
See, I got them 3-3 in division. I got them 8-8 overall.
Wow.
Their bonus games, they could be doing wrong with math. I think I was just throwing these down, trying to. They got the Jets and the Chargers. So.
Okay, well, and that's a pair of losses to me.
Yeah.
And who is the AFC South playing?
AFC South is playing the NFC North and the AFC North.
So they're playing the northern teams.
Yes, so they're playing.
No, they're playing the AFC West, remember? That wrong. Beg your pardon.
AFC North.
I mentioned the AFC West because it's the Chargers beating the Jags that will get the Chargers into the playoffs. But I digress.
Yeah, so that, so I mean, I got them beating two of the NFC North teams and probably two of the AFC North teams. So okay. That's well, four of the wins.
That I couldn't do that myself, but with yeah. that, I mean, maybe they'll beat the Bengals, but I think the Browns will whoop up.
I think they played the Chargers at home again. That's San Diego doesn't travel to the East Coast very well.
Yeah, but last time they played each other. Like, that was SmackDown extraordinaire, man. That right. was some awful turnovers. That was some... I mean, maybe they won't have the turnovers like they had last year, but anyways. All that aside, if any Texans fans are listening, they're paying attention to this very closely. A lot of pressure on the coaching staff, on the front office for the Texans this year. They do pick up Jonathan Joseph and Daniel Manning to finally address their secondary since the departure of Dante Robinson. I'll call it what it is. Their offense is still solid. Their defense has improved. It's still not enough. I don't like their line. I don't think they have enough up front, though D'Amico Ryans and Brian Cushing are decent players. We don't know how good Cushing's going to play now that he's removing all doubt of steroids. Wink. For those who don't know, see Sean Merriman. I'm just saying. More on that in the AFC East. And I don't think Mario Williams is the answer, folks. I'm sorry. So while they do have the secondary lockdown better, people will just run all over them. I see 4-2 in the division, which means I have them, you know, getting some wins against those weaker opponents. But I also see them at 9-7 overall, missing the playoffs by a game. Sorry, Texans fans. Chris.
I actually got them 4-2 in division. I got them 11-5 overall.
Oh, wow! It's looking up for you, Texans fans.
Right. I mean, they do play both Norths. But I just adding Jonathan Joseph and Daniel Manning, I mean, that defense is just going to be better. Everyone could pass on them last
year. So here's the pop quiz right now, today. Texans, Browns, who wins?
Huh? Texans.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I probably would pick that too now.
Their bonus games are the Finns and the Raiders. So
they can win
both of those games. That's why I have them down. That's why I got them in 11-5.
Okay.
And also, I got them actually, you know, winning one of the Colts games because of Manning.
Oh, well, that's a good point, too, because we haven't touched on Manning yet.
Yes.
But week one is hosting the Colts
right.
without Peyton Manning. I think they can beat Kerry Collins. They've done it before when he was a Titan. That's an excellent point.
Yeah, I based my stats on Manning missing at least four games.
Really?
So,
oh, wow.
So I got him at least four games. I got him not playing week one, Houston winning that. And I got Houston sweeping them this year.
Well, since the Colts are next.
Yeah. Somewhere else.
Since the Colts are next, let's jump over to them. And, I mean, we'll talk about it already. The big orange, because he used to go to Tennessee, orange elephant in the room, Peyton Manning, the neck surgery, the recovery. And I'll tell you, for me personally, two players I enjoyed watching, actually both, interestingly enough, out of the AFC West now, one being linebacker Al Wilson, former Bronco, excellent linebacker, and his career got ended on a neck injury. And then, of course, probably my single favorite player to watch at the running back position, Priest Holmes. Neck injury ended his career and just really sad stuff. And I see the thing that worries me about it is there's no doubt that Peyton Manning will recover and would have the ability to take the team over, but all it takes is one hit. All right. You know?
There's actually one more I thought you were going to say when I said my favorite.
Who?
Is Allstott.
Mike Allstott. Well, he's not out west. But
yeah,
Mike Allstott did. He was already in year 10 when that happened. But that was sad too. But, I mean, year 10, that's what's one thing. And, I mean, well...
Manning's in year what?
He's 35, I know that. But in the case of Priest Holmes, he had a few good years to go. Granted, right. He was a running back. But, anyways, all that aside. No, Allstott's a good call, too, definitely. So, looking to the... I didn't really have any big losses for them. They did acquire... I guess they... They not Clint Sessions. He wasn't.
They lost Clint Sessions.
Okay, so I do have that right. And they did pick up Kerry Collins to start if Manning misses the games. I have him missing the first two games, not the first four. But and I'll give credit to Colin Cowherd for this point because it's a good point. All they're looking for Kerry Collins to do to come in as a backup to do is go .500. So He loses to the Texans. Okay, cool. He beats the Browns the next week. He's done his job. Okay? I think he can do that. What's up?
Would you want Manning to come back in week three against the Steelers, though, if he's not 100%? And then the Bucs. That's why I got him coming back in week five in Kansas City.
Well, let's put it this way. Do you remember the last quarterback who played against the Steelers early after a big injury and came back and was never the same ever again? When Dante Culpepper tried to make a comeback as a Dolphin, had a great first half, had the crap beat out of him throughout the game. By the middle of the third quarter, was throwing picks all over the place and has not really ever really been heard of as a significant player since. That's a good point, man.
So that's what I said. We missed the first four games. I mean, against the Bucks.
Hey, you know what? Throw Kerry Collins out there, man. Take the 1-3. I could see bringing him out against the Bucks, because the Bucks aren't as scary on D as they used to be as far as a rush. It's not like the days where they had Simeon Rice and Warren Sapp and those types of players, or Dwayne White or anything. I mean, or Gaines Adams or any of that. They do still have a secondary as opposed to worry about, but yeah. I'll tell you up front, Manning's missing three games. If he's not back for the Browns, he's missing three games. That's so with that, I got for the division, I got the Colts 5-1, because the only division game they encounter early is that loss to the Texans. I think they'll win all the other games. I think the Texans will get there in their own head and get beaten in Indy. And I have them going 10-6 overall, winning the division by a single game over the Texans.
I got them 3-3 in division. I got them 8-8 overall.
Wow.
Those first four games, I mean, that's one thing there, but they play. They're going to lose against the Saints. They're going to lose against the Falcons. Their secondary is not going to be all that great.
You think so?
Defense isn't going to be all that great.
I think there's a mental aspect with that Saints game of, we still owe you one. You know?
Right, but I don't see that. I can see them sweeping the Titans, beating Jacksonville, beating Carolina.
And I'll tell you.
But they got Baltimore, New England, Pittsburgh. I mean, it's rough, their schedule this year. I mean,
it's basically what I would say is this. I'm betting on Peyton Manning to come back and get hot and do it for the last time in his career. I think this is going to be the last good year we get out of Peyton Manning. I think he'll return, and I think he'll tucker himself out. I could be completely wrong at this. Next year I could be like, damn, I'm in town, I was stupid. But as it stands right now, this is the call I'm making.
Yeah, he just signed that he wants to play 5 more years, so
he might get paid for 5 more years. He ain't playing 5 more years at the same quality.
Right.
So with that wraps up the AFC South. We'll jump over to the NFC South in the next episode, and we'll see you then.